But this affection is not reciprocal. Unlike a dog or a cat, in whose psyche we no doubt figure in myriad and subtle ways, it is unlikely that any salmon anywhere has ever thought of humans with affection. As far as I can see, salmon want nothing to do with us, and rightly so. Patrick Bateson at Cambridge University pointed out that fish are complex, long-lived animals who possess highly efficient mechanisms for avoiding injury. For instance, some fish respond by flight when they encounter substances released from the damaged epidermal cells of fish similar to themselves, which certainly implies that they recognize injury and are aware that they, too, are subject to it. T.J. Hara, a Japanese scientist, first made this remarkable discovery in 1986.